AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says someone may have inappropriately tapped a gas line before the explosion yesterday that leveled three apartment buildings in Manhattan. At least two people are missing. Chief of Detectives Robert Boy says the building's owner smelled gas 15 minutes before the explosion.
The owner had called the building contractor. The building contractor and the owner's son went then down to the basement of that building where they were getting worked on, at which time when they opened the door, that was the explosion.
Among the items found in the home of Germanwings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz is a note from a doctor saying he should be excused from work Tuesday. But Lubitz went to work, and prosecutors say he deliberately flew a passenger plane into a mountain in France, killing 150 people after locking the pilot out of the cockpit. It's not clear what Lubitz's illness was. On the stand today in Massachusetts in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez is the defendant's fiancée. Shiana Jenkins was asked about Hernandez's condition at the time before her sister's boyfriend, Odin Lloyd, was killed.
We were both kind of intoxicated, I guess.
Jenkins avoided looking at Hernandez as she testified. American Scott Kelly is starting a year in space.
A year in space starts now. Kelly, Kornienko, and Padalka on their way towards the International Space Station.
The launch today took place in Kazakhstan. They will dock at the space station several hours later. Kelly and Mikhail Kornienko will remain on board the space station until next March. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Janet Yellen says continued improvement in the economy means an increase in the Fed's key interest rate could come later this year. But Yellen stresses that any rate increase would likely be gradual. The stock market reacted. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. A bit of a boost. The Dow finished up 33 points. This is AP Radio News. It's night two of regional semifinals in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. The AP's Jack Briggs has a preview.
In the opening East Regional game in Syracuse, the North Carolina State Wolfpack are facing Louisville, while in the second contest, Oklahoma goes against Michigan State. NC State advanced with wins over LSU and top seed Villanova, while the Cardinals beat UC Irvine in Northern Iowa. In Houston, the first half of the double dip has UCLA playing Gonzaga in a South Regional semifinal. The second game features Duke and Utah. The Bruins of UCLA advanced with wins over SMU and UAB, while Utah eliminated Stephen F. Austin in Georgetown. This is Jack Briggs.
The Oklahoma City Thunder says Kevin Durant needs some bone graft surgery. He'll be out for the remainder of the season. Durant had surgery on a broken bone in his right foot in October. He'd been healing well, but in late February had a procedure to replace a screw that was rubbing up against another bone in his foot. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.